Now it's WJR's Tim McGraw VIP experience. It's your chance to rock when country music legend Tim McGraw brings his Pawn Show Guitar Tour to Pinon Music Theater August 28th, and you could win a pair of premium pavilion tickets, transportation courtesy of Metro Cars, and $100 to Buddy's Pizza. All you got to do to enter is download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0957. Download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, and then text it to 800-859-0WJR. More information is available at WJR.com. And that's going to be a great show, great event. Speaking of great events, the Capuchins have some great events on tap this month. And we're always happy to be joined by Brother Gary Wegner, the executive director of the Capuchin Soup Kitchen. Brother Gary, good morning. It's good to talk with you.
Good morning, Chris. Good to be here with you.
You guys are going to have a busy month. So you've got the Capuchin Super Summer Celebration at Comerica Park on June 13th. Then the next day, a Gouda evening at the retreat in Washington, Michigan. And then on the 15th, the Feast of St. Antonio. So it's going to be a jam-packed month for you guys.
It's kind of a triple play for us.
Yes, it is.
Especially because this Sunday we have CSK Day at Comerica Park with the Tigers.
Awesome. How important are these events? Because what you guys do is so important to our community. How important is it to get other people involved? I have to imagine they're willing and ready on the call.
Well, I think they're important because, first of all, they help us do what we do, which is to provide about 1,000 meals a day to our guests who come to the Capuchin Soup Kitchen, both at Connor and Meldrum, and our Shopper's Choice Food Pantry, which provides grocery shopping experience for so many of our guests. We need, like anyone else, we need to pay for the groceries, and these events help us do that.
Remind us what is all provided or available with your organization, because yes, you are feeding the hungry, but it's so much more than that.
We have our Jefferson House program, which helps indigent men for 9-month residential drug and alcohol treatment. Earthworks Urban Farm, which grows a lot of the food for the Meldrum Kitchen especially, and also for the local neighborhood. We have our rope program with the On the Rise Cafe at the Solanus Casey Center, and which has men who have either previously been incarcerated or completed a drug or alcohol program, at least a 30-day one somewhere else, and it's a 1-year job training program, helps them fill in the gaps of their resume.
I remember when Jamie Lloyd and I were in to volunteer with you guys a few months ago. I was talking to a gentleman who was having lunch, and he was talking about his experience with the Capuchins and how he was in a bad way, and he was addicted to substances, and he found his way to you and credited all the work that was done in your facilities as a way to break that cycle, to find his way to God. And it was a wonderful testament to all of the work that you and your staff does to truly help people that need it.
Thank you, Chris. You know, I always say I have the best job at the soup kitchen because I get thanked a lot for what really other people have done or are doing, and I get to thank people for what they are doing or have done. And, you know, that's a pretty good job description.
It is a pretty good job description. That's exactly right. How can people get involved, whether through volunteering or attending these events that benefit the Capuchins?
Well, they can go to our website, cskdetroit.org, to volunteer for the events. They can also go to our website to purchase tickets for the Tigers game. Mm-hmm. And they are on a 3-game winning streak.
They're on a heater.
So hopefully by the time it's our day on Sunday, they'll be going for their 6th straight.
That's exactly right.
So now's the time to get on board and to get on board with supporting the Soup Kitchen. And that's at cskdetroit.org/Tigers. For the Super Summer Celebration, show up at Comerica Park at 7:30 p.m. There's no admission to get into the park. And music, food, there are raffle tickets, which, of course, need to be purchased, I think $5 each. Ahe Jewelers, the Ahe family has, this is the 45th year that the Ahe family has been doing that. And on Monday, we have Antonio's Feast of St. Anthony at a Cucina Italiana locations. And, you know, it's a free buffet or donations only asked, which is great. I have talked to some family sometimes who I think it might be the only time that they maybe get to an actual restaurant, and that's kind of good. And then there's other people who are regulars and then like to support us. And then, of course, a Gouda evening is on Sunday night at Capuchin Retreat to support our retreat center. And those tickets are $75. And it's just, you can go to capretreat.org to find more information on that. So we're, yeah, it's going to be a busy Saturday through Monday for us.
In the best way,
this coming Sunday.
Yeah, in the best way possible. Brother Gary Wagner, thank
Absolutely.
You so much. God bless you and everything that you and your staff are doing at the Capuchin Soup Kitchen in Detroit. We appreciate you, and have a great weekend. We'll talk again very soon.
Thank you, Chris. You
yeah.
too.
Yeah, you got it. Meanwhile, there's some rumors on who could be the new president at Michigan State University. Remember, Kevin Guskowitz stepped away. He cited some of the trustees on the university's board as a reason to leave MSU for Clemson University. And one of the names being bandied about was former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. She says, "I am a Spartan through and through," she told the Detroit News yesterday, "but I am not interested in being interim or permanent president. Many people have encouraged me to do it, but she says she is not interested. After she left Congress, she joined Liberty Partners Group. They're a strategic consulting and lobbying firm that was co-founded by a former Florida senator as a policy group. So Debbie Stabenow, you can cross Debbie Stabenow's name off the list to be the next president at Michigan State University. 8 o'clock hour coming up. We're heading to the zoo. All that and more.